I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Rigmarole Years in the Moment Joys. One of the advantages of living a long time, yes, young'uns, there are a few perks that arrive with the encroachment of elderliness. As I was saying, one of the advantages of living a long life is I just don't have to go through all the rigmarole of no-see-em swatting. I recognize that I am now using decrepit words that you may or may not be used to. But then, there's another perk. My gift to you is the opportunity to look them up and add archaic depth to your vocabulary. We are now officially in Malarkey Land. No-see-ems are all those annoyances we have to tap dance past in order to make it from now till bedtime. Things we do that we in no way have to do. Do I really need to hairspray the few strands remaining on my pate? Been doing it so long, that is, ever since I had a thick head of hair, that I don't even notice. Does it matter whether I suck in my stomach as the nurse practitioner enters the exam room? Who am I kidding? Do I really have to say to no one in particular, pardon me, each time I sneeze? Actually, it's the polite thing to do, so I'll probably retain this antiquated notion of manners. Can I take time to lovingly enjoy my family's eye-roll reaction to the 100th time I make the same smart-aleck wisecrack? You bet I will. It means said family is still listening. It means they must love me, else they'd leave the room. It means I appreciate their idiosyncrasies as much as they tolerate mine. Yet another perk of elderliness is that I am no longer required to join political conversations. These days, instead of arguing my opposing view, I just wander off. Why feed the flames? And I love making you laugh or chuckle. Before you can dismiss my presence, I'm going to toss an oblique and funny remark out of the air and surprise you. You could use a laugh or two. And eye contact is a pleasure. I keep trying to engage you in conversation till you look up from your palmed device and actually acknowledge my presence. If we exchange pleasantries, we are at least acting more human, more humane, for just a moment. And here's something you can look forward to as you span the years to become a village elder. There will come a time when people will no longer ask you to do heavy lifting. A time when you don't get invited to that annual party you did not enjoy anyhow. A time when someone will open the door for you as payback for all the doors you opened for others through the decades. There will come a time when people will register surprise when you, the ancient denizen, spout a witticism indicating you are still alert, still in there. My New Year's hope is that you and I will occasionally take an extra second to really see each other. What unexpected eureka moments we might share. There's always the hope that the world will shift one inch toward goodness and mercy as it tumbles down the universe.